This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I want to share with you some wisdoms and secrets and meanings behind the word Alhamdulillah. In the authentic hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Alhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan. That the word Alhamdulillah, when it's said sincerely, it fills the scale. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the biggest concern and worry we have on the Day of Judgment, when the scale is brought forth, is how are we going to fill it up with good deeds? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this one simple hadith, teaches us that Alhamdulillah, when it's said only once, تَمْلَأُ الْمِيزَانِ, it fills the scale. That is the solution to our problem on the Day of Judgment, the word Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the one who repeats the word Alhamdulillah during the day and during the night. What kind of reward is he going to earn on the Day of Judgment? Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Quran began with the word Alhamdulillah in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the first word that mankind uttered was Alhamdulillah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and he blew breath into him. Adam alayhi salam sneezed. And when he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah, it is Allah who guided him to the word Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah is the last word that mankind would utter in the paradise and continuously say. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says in Surah Yunus, وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla described the believers in the paradise, he said that their last call and the final thing they would say and continuously say is Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. My brothers and sisters in Islam, one day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the believers in salat. And as he rose from al-ruku', he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. And a companion from behind said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him, he said, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. He said, O Allah, to you belongs all praise and thanks. And to you belongs all praise and thanks in abundance. حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا. Only the pure praise and thanks belongs to you. مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. A praise and blessing and thanks that is blessed and is full of barakah. So then when the prayer finished, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned to his companions and he said to them, مَنِ الْمُتَكَلِّمِ. Who's the one who said this word? I heard someone. Who was it? So his companion said, مِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. فالنبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ بِضْعًا وَثَلَاثُونَ مَلَكَ يَبْتَدِرُونَهَا أَيُّهُمْ يَكْتُبُهَا أَوَّلًا. Allahu Akbar, what a huge reward. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I saw over 30 angels competing with each other. Who's going to write the reward of this word first and raise it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Say it now. Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. When this word, when such a phrase is said, angels rush and compete with each other. Who's going to write its reward first and raise it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is how much Allah azza wa jalla is pleased with a servant that said this word. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, what is alhamd and what does it mean? Al-ulama rahimahumullah, they say that alhamd essentially contains two meanings and it contains two matters. Al-thana'u wa-shukr. Alhamd is made of two things. Al-thana', which is praising. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It means that you acknowledge and you believe that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the most perfect and the most best of names and attributes. And to Him only belongs these names and attributes. And the second part of Alhamd is al-shukr, to sincerely be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and believe that He alone deserves this. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah is based on sincere love and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it must be done with full submission and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamd cannot be fake. It cannot be a lie. It must be done with sincere love and honor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the word Alhamdulillah is enough to earn you the complete pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the authentic hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عن العبد إذا أكل الأكلة أن يحمده عليها وأن يشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely pleased with the servant who eats something and he says Alhamdulillah after it. Or he drinks something and he says Alhamdulillah after it. That's simple. You earn the complete pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one was to earn Allah's pleasure, this means Allah Azza wa Jalla would forgive him and he would admit him into the paradise. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also teaches us that the word Alhamdulillah is enough to fulfill all your worldly requests and your hereafter needs as well. Where do we learn this from? When we rise from our ruku', we say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Did you ever wonder what that meant? Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah means Allah has answered the call and the request of the one who praises and thanks him by saying Alhamdulillah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the authentic hadith, أفضل الدعاء Alhamdulillah, that the best dua one could make is saying Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But you might wonder and ask, how is the word Alhamdulillah a dua? How is it a dua? Al-ulama rahimahumullah, they say that when one says Alhamdulillah, he is saying, oh Allah, I acknowledge your blessing and I acknowledge your favor upon me. And oh Allah, I ask you to continue this blessing and to continue this favor upon me until I meet you subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is why Alhamdulillah counts as the best and the greatest form of dua. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we also learn in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one of the rights of a Muslim towards his Muslim brother or sister is that when a person sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah. And in response, we're supposed to say Yarhamukallah. And then the one that sneezed would say Yahdikum Allahu wa yuslih balakum. Have you ever noticed this sequence right here, what's happening? First, the one who sneezed said Alhamdulillah. He praised and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, he heard Yarhamukallah. In other words, when one properly makes the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the result of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses him with his mercy. And if Allah azza wa jal was to encompass and envelop someone with his mercy, that leads to يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide such a person. Subhanallah, this sequence we also find in the beginning of the Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Proper hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, leads to the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows His mercy upon you. And if Allah bestowed His mercy upon you, that eventually leads to Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. You will enjoy the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. My brothers and sisters in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that there is a special house in the paradise called Baytul Hamd, the house of praise. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches that this house, it is reserved, it's special, it belongs to people who are able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during good and easy times, and were able to thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during difficult and tough times, and were also able to thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during tough times of trial and tribulation and so on. Allahu Akbar. They have a special house in the paradise called Baytul Hamd. But then Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says and he asks the question, how is one able to reach this status? And how is one able to reach this level in where he's able to say Alhamdulillah no matter what the situation before him is? It's tough, it's a challenge, it's not easy. How does one reach that level? He answered it, subhanallah, and he said there are two things that the servant is always supposed to be conscious of. And you're always supposed to keep these two things in your mind. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves the complete praise and thanks at all times, no matter what the situation is. You're always supposed to be conscious of the fact that Allah azza wa jal always deserves alhamd no matter what. Number one. Why? Because he is the most knowledgeable and the most wise. And number two, that the servant, you're always supposed to be conscious and cognizant of the fact that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you is always going to be much better than a choice you're going to make for yourself. As a result, if you have this two kind of knowledge in your mind and in your heart all the times, then no matter what happens before you, you'll be able to say Alhamdulillah, وبإذنillah. If that Alhamdulillah was accepted from you, the house Baytul Hamd is reserved for such a person in the paradise. My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, the fact that you're able to say Alhamdulillah for every blessing you see and recognize in your life is a blessing more than anything you are given physically in your hand. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the authentic hadith, مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى عَبْدٍ نِعْمَةً فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا كَانَ الَّذِي أَعْطَى خَيْرٌ مِمَّا أَخَذْ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, there is not a single blessing that is given to a servant. And then the servant says, Alhamdulillah, except that his Alhamdulillah that he said is much better than anything that he received in his hand. Allahu Akbar. In other words, the fact that you're able to say Alhamdulillah is a blessing more than the blessing of wealth, more than the blessing of children, more than the blessing of marriage, more than the blessing of health. And this is the benefit of it, subhanallah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, finally, let me share with you the best form of hamd that one could ever say for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the authentic hadith, one time in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks by Abu Umam al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. And he was sitting and he was making general dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ ذِكْرِكَ اللَّهَ اللَّيْلَ مَعَ النَّهَارِ. Shall I inform you and teach you of something that is much more rewarding for you than you sitting down and making general dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day and the night with it as well? Allahu Akbar. Yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to teach him the most superior of dua and the most superior of dhikr, the master of all dhikr, that if you were to say once, it is much more rewarding than if you were to sit and make general dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day and during the entire night. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, say, Alhamdulillahi adada ma khalaq, Alhamdulillahi mil'a ma khalaq, Alhamdulillahi adada ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, Alhamdulillahi adada ma ahsa kitabuh, Alhamdulillahi ala ma ahsa kitabuh, Alhamdulillahi adada kulli shay, Alhamdulillahi mil'a kulli shay. Allahu Akbar. And he said to him, learn them and teach them to those who don't know them yet. Fasubhanallah, this is the ultimate reward and the grand reward of the word Alhamdulillah when it is said sincerely from the heart first and then uttered on the tongue. My brothers and sisters in Islam, let's not waste time in this life. Let's not waste time in what is cursed, this worldly life and that which is in it. Take the best of words. Take the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Take the most rewarding of words and begin to say them. Teach them to your family. Teach them to your children. Teach them to your neighbors. Alhamdulillah. Continuously say it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to always make praise and thanks of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.